This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger with naturalnews.com, joined today by Jeffrey Smith, the author of Seeds of Deception, Genetic Roulette, and an expert on GMOs. Jeffrey, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Now, for people out there who may not know the dangers of genetically modified foods, how dangerous are they really?
Well, very dangerous, in fact. The FDA scientists said that GMOs might create allergies, toxins, new diseases, and nutritional problems. They urged their superiors to require long-term safety studies. But the person in charge of policy of the FDA was Monsanto's former attorney and later Monsanto's vice president, and they said no testing necessary. Now, the American Academy of Environmental Medicine in 2009 verified the concerns of the FDA scientists, saying all doctors should prescribe non-GMO diets to all patients. They said animal feeding studies have shown that GM feed can create things like infertility, immune system problems, accelerated aging, dysfunctional regulation of insulin and cholesterol, organ damage, and gastrointestinal problems.
So that's surprising to a lot of people. A mainstream consumer out there probably thinks that, gee, if GMOs were that dangerous, then the FDA wouldn't possibly allow them in the food supply.
Well, you see, the first Bush administration had told the FDA promote biotechnology, so they created a special position for Monsanto's former attorney. And you see, if you read the policy, it says the agency isn't aware of any information showing that GM foods are significantly different. And on that basis, they said no testing and no labeling is necessary.
No testing necessary.
No testing whatsoever. In fact, you can introduce a GM crop onto the market without telling the FDA. But 44,000 secret documents from the FDA's files became public because of a lawsuit showing that that sentence claiming that they weren't aware of any information showing the differences was a complete lie. The overwhelming consensus among the FDA's own scientists were that GMOs were inherently dangerous and needed to have testing before going on the market.
So what happens if you eat a lot of GMOs and you're digesting them? What happens to your body that could possibly be bad?
Well, there's only been one published human feeding study. Only one, even though they're feeding the products of this infant science to the entire population. And they found that the genes that were inserted into soybeans transferred into the DNA of the bacteria living inside us and continued to function, which means long after we stop eating genetically modified soy, we may still have these genetically modified proteins produced inside of us. Now, we don't know the medical implications of that, but we do know that certain varieties of genetically modified corn are engineered to produce an insecticide. And if the gene that produces the insecticide were also to transfer, it might turn our intestinal bacteria into living pesticide factories.
Wow, like you could actually be creating pesticide chemicals in your own gut.
It might already be happening throughout North America. But it gets worse than that, because if you look at what the animals have experienced in the laboratories, I'll give you some examples. A senior researcher at the Russian National Academy of Sciences fed soy to rats, to mother rats. More than half of their babies died within 3 weeks. The babies were smaller. The babies could not reproduce. She fed it to male rats. The testicles changed color from pink to blue. Italian researchers fed GM soy to mice. Their testicles changed also and had damaged young sperm cells. And their offspring had DNA functioning that was different at the embryo stage compared to when the parent mice ate non-GM soy. In fact, GM soy has shown changes in the liver, in the pancreas, in the testicles, in the heart, in virtually every organ that's been tested. And soon after GM soy was introduced to the UK, soy allergy skyrocketed by 50%. We know there's an increase in a known allergen called trypsin inhibitor, as much as sevenfold in the GM soy. There's a new allergen, according to one study. There's higher residues of herbicides on these crops. There's all sorts of things that can go wrong and do go wrong in the genetically modified soy.
So how much GM soy is in the food supply right now in America that people are buying and eating every day?
Well, 91% of the soy fields in America are genetically engineered. They're engineered not to die when sprayed with Roundup herbicide. They're called Roundup Ready Soy. And so they spray Roundup on the fields, killing all of the other plant biodiversity, and the Roundup Ready Soy survives. But If you go to a health food store and you buy soy milk or tofu, very often it'll say organic or non-GMO. That would be the portion that's not genetically engineered.
I'm always asked this question, does the USDA organic seal guarantee that there's no GMO in the product?
The organic standards are not allowed to, you're not allowed to use GMOs consciously if you have an organic product. But, you know, you can't guarantee that the pollen transferring from corn, for example, is going to read the signs. So there's no testing required for organic. And so you know that if there is contamination, it's going to be a small amount. Now there's a new third-party verification called the Non-GMO Project. You can go to non-GMOproject.org to read about it. And you'll be seeing a new verification on organic and non-organic, which says this has been tested and meets our standards.
In your opinion, are genetically modified organisms behind much of the increase in infertility and low sperm count and these kinds of reproductive problems in America today?
It certainly can be, because we know the problems of the changes in the testicles. In fact, with the BT and Roundup Ready corn, they fed it to mice in a European study by a government study. The more corn they fed to mice, the fewer the babies they had, and the smaller the babies were. Soon after GM crops were introduced, you had low-weight babies, and you had some increase of infertility. So we also have livestock that have been showing infertility and reproductive problems. Buffalo in India, cows and pigs in the United States. So we don't have a smoking gun, because typically when a scientist finds a problem, they're fired.
Right.
Or they lose their funding. Yeah. But we do have a smoking shotgun. And infertility is one of the examples where we think that GMOs may be a major contributor.
All right, Jeffrey Smith, everyone, could you give out the websites where people can learn more about your work?
To avoid GMOs, and you want to do that, go to non-GMOshoppingguide.com, and to our institute's website, go to healthiereating.org. Healthier Eating. It's our campaign for healthier eating in America.
And you've also got the Institute for Responsible Technology.
It's the same site. You can go to responsibletechnology.org. Some people already know that. We have a lot of people sign up for our free newsletter, which goes out about once a month. And you can see online videos, listen to podcasts, etc. And of course, jump over to the shopping guide to avoid GMOs.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey, for sharing your thoughts today.
Sure.
Pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.